As campaigning in Ireland's general election reaches its final few days, the country's bishops have issued a document in the run-up to the vote. The document, called From Crisis to Hope, Working to Achieve the Common Good, was launched yesterday in anticipation of the general election on Friday and forthcoming elections in Northern Ireland. The publication, prepared by the Irish Bishops' Council for Justice and Peace, highlights the strain the current economic crisis engulfing the country has put people under. It also underlines the value of human dignity and stresses the importance of the family. Lydia O'Kane spoke to the Auxiliary Bishop of Dublin, Raymond Field, who is also the chairman of the Council for Justice and Peace.
We're looking at this document, From Crisis to Hope, Working to Achieve the Common Good, leading up, of course, to the Irish general election. Obviously, you've called it a document. Just clarify why you call it a document rather than just a statement.
Well, because it's we're hoping that it will endure long before the elections. It'll be a document that will be studied by people, not just in time for the elections. And it's a North-South document. I mean, it's not just for the elections in the Republic of Ireland. It's also for the elections in the North of Ireland as well, which will take place in May. But we're hoping that what's contained in the document would be enduring and studied long after the elections take place.
Looking at the document itself, obviously there are certain points to it that are highlighted, of course, one being the recent financial crisis. Talk to us about that and the need that the bishops wanted to highlight this so specifically.
Well, now, the there's no doubt that Ireland, North and South, is going through a financial and economic crisis at the moment. People are suffering as a result of this crisis, and Part of it is because of the neglect of the common good. And what we're proposing in the document is that people think again about the common good and how important it is to have that inserted, especially at this time, knowing that in the last few years, while some benefited from the Celtic Tigers, as so-called then, others did not. But certainly there was an atmosphere of greed, and there was an atmosphere where you didn't care so much about your neighbour. What we're proposing in this document is that we do care about our neighbour. It's enshrined in certainly in Christianity, but also it's enshrined in Catholic social teaching. But there was undoubtedly a growth of materialism, but there was also a great growth of poverty. I mean, we often said the divide between the rich and the poor got wider. And we drew attention to that as far back as 2009, when we issued In the Wake of the Celtic Tiger, Poverty in Contemporary Ireland. And we did say at that stage that the promotion of the common good, now this is in 2009, the promotion of the common good is the responsibility of all in society. But government is entrusted with the task of ensuring that its policies serve the common good by protecting the weak and vulnerable and by promoting the integral development of everyone. Now we take that up and pursue it further in the document that we've produced now, we launched yesterday. Now, in publishing this document, what we're seeking really is to ensure that the human cost of the current crisis will be given due recognition, that it won't be drowned out in a sea of figures and statistics. And we wished really to do much more than simply acknowledge and raise awareness of the suffering, but to echo the words of Pope Benedict XVI in his encyclical letter Caritas in Veritate, we argue that the crisis offers an opportunity for a chance to change. And I quote, to replan our journey, to set ourselves new rules and to discover new forms of commitment, to build on positive experiences and to reject negative ones. The core aim of the publication is to set out some of the values that should inform the choices we make at this critical time. Now, we do argue strongly that a narrow focus on the economic recovery alone won't be enough to pull us out of this crisis. The strength of a society and of a nation can't be judged and shouldn't be judged just on economic performance alone, but more importantly, how it cares for its most vulnerable members. That's what we're saying.
In what practical ways can the church help a new incoming administration? What practical initiatives can the church really get involved in promoting a common good?
Well, one of the things right away, of course, would be that our legislators would, in fact, help people to care for each other. Secondly, the whole area of voluntarism. I think the voluntary aspect is hugely important. Not everything can be put in economic terms. There's not a price for everything. I mean, who can ever put a price on a parent's love for a child? You can't. And we should be encouraging that and supporting that. We should also keep in mind that some of the cuts and the budgetary cuts, just say like the minimum, the reduction to minimum wage, or the cut in social welfare aid to old age pensioners, or the cut in aid to those who suffer from intellectual or physical disabilities, being cut. That's not looking out for the vulnerable in our society.
You talk about the economic crisis, but the document also talks about a calls for the strengthening of the family based on marriage between a man and a woman, and also talks about abortion and talking about it as an inalienable right to life. Perhaps you could talk to us a bit about that part of the document.
Well, certainly it's a part of our Catholic social teaching that we protect the sanctity of the right to life from conception to its natural end. And we're hoping that that would be... will continue to be enshrined in whatever way the government decides to work and to operate. The Church has long taught this, long believed this, well documented it, and we're just reiterating that position again. Just as we believe that the family is the bedrock of society, and we feel that it should be supported.
Do you think people are really taking heed of coming back to, since the financial crisis and so many things have happened since then, do you think people are coming back to a realistic viewpoint of life, looking back towards the Church again for comfort, for solace?
Well, certainly the financial crisis and the economic crisis and the unemployment crisis has caused people certainly to think hard again. Like, there are many, many people who would not have been faced, just say, with the foreclosure of their homes or with the inability to pay mortgages, or who are experiencing poverty that they never experienced before, cause them to think again. Now, to say that they're coming back to the Church, I mean, I'd find that difficult to say, but it certainly would cause people to think again. Many people feel let down, and rightly so, and many people are angry.